So welcome back to another episode of the Fever 20 News Show podcast. Today we are talking about some very, very important topics, and we're just going to be talking about some general updates and stories that occurred this week in the world of Fever 20. So it looks like there is another bug plaguing career mode and plaguing kickoff mode in FIFA 20. This happens after the latest update, title update number 12. It's not a game-breaking thing, but it's basically a bug in the visuals, in the presentation. And basically, when the lineups appear on the broadcast package, most of the player names will say undefined. Some won't even appear at all if you're using the FA Cup presentation. And also, alongside that, there's another game-breaking issue where when you're doing La Liga's broadcast package, there's an element that gets stuck on the screen now. So we had the Premier League one getting stuck on the screen. Now we've got to worry about a La Liga one getting stuck on the screen as well. And you have to basically restart your match to get rid of it. So two annoying things now getting added into career mode after this update. Even kickoff mode, it's the same thing. So hopefully they do fix it in a future patch. But things like this should not be happening. Another little bug that was affecting FIFA 20 this week after the update was this catalog update thing that was coming up for a lot of users. I think if you loaded up FIFA for the first time after the update, you would cop this. And a few people didn't know what to do, but if you press retry, it doesn't really do anything. So what I did, I just pressed cancel and everything was normal. So if you are experiencing that issue and you don't know what to press, just press cancel and you'll continue to play the game with no issues. It seems like title update number 12 with all that Copa Libertadores stuff has broken a few things. I don't know what's going on anymore, but can we get a game that doesn't have any broken things for once? Now, I don't know if anything is going to happen from this, but I thought I'd bring it to the show and just talk about it anyway. I was watching an A-League game and I saw on the banner thing, you know, where the advertisers are, FIFA 20 was being advertised in the match, and I haven't really noticed it before. I don't really look at the advertising when I watch a game, but I noticed it there. It didn't really come up very frequently, but I thought maybe EA is now sponsoring the A-League or something, and we could get maybe a partnership with a few clubs. There was rumors of that last year, but none of it happened, and I think EA is partners with the City Football Group now, which does own Melbourne City FC, and if you go on Melbourne City's website, you'll notice that EA Sports is one of their Premier partners. So it could mean new faces for them in the future, but it could not as well. I think there is a potential that maybe we could get some A-League faces, but I'm just guessing at the moment. The A-League has been licensed with EA for many, many years, but nothing has ever happened. No stadiums, barely any faces from that league. So yeah, I don't really expect too much, but I did notice the advertising. Maybe it's because they have the E-League as well. Maybe there's like an advertising partnership there as well for the E-League, but I don't really know what's going on. I just thought I'd mention it. Maybe something can happen in the future, maybe not. So with title update number 12 and the latest squad update, it brought in a few new balls, and we're going to be talking about the new ones that got added in for different competitions. So the first one is the Nike Premier League Merlin Trophy ball. This is the new one that they're using in the Premier League apparently, and it's now been added into FIFA 20. There's also the Nike Merlin CONMEBOL Libertadores ball. This one is for the Copa Libertadores that, you know, got added in the latest update. And then there's also a Nike Merlin ball that is for the CONMEBOL Sudamericana competition, and also I think the Recopa as well. So those were just a few balls, and they were added in with the latest update. And we also have to talk about this one, which got added, and this one is the Champions League 2020 knockout ball. So this one is going to be in the game now when you're playing your Champions League matches. So we all know the big update this week in FIFA 20 was title update number 12. If you haven't downloaded it yet, it's available on all platforms, so you should be able to go and get it. It does add in the new CONMEBOL DLC, the Libertadores and the Sudamericana and the Recopa. Those three are integrated into career mode as well. Alongside that, there was new faces that also got added. There was some from the Pumas team, Club America, and a few outside of that. And then there was also fixes for some gameplay things like the overload ball side. Volta and Ultimate Team got some fixes as well. So at the moment in Ultimate Team, EA has a partnership with Amazon. You can claim your packs if you have Twitch Prime, or I think Amazon Prime, which is sort of the same thing anyway. It says link your accounts and you can get some rewards like rare player items and a guaranteed player pick. Now that's been going on for a while, but this week there was an issue with it, and EA FIFA Direct came out and said, in case you missed it, an issue was preventing some players from getting their Twitch Prime rewards after being claimed. This has been resolved at the start of this week, and all impacted players can find their previously claimed rewards in the store tab within FIFA Ultimate Team. So if you were having issues with it, it should be there now, it should be fixed. So as you guys know, title update number 12 came out and it brought in some new faces. There's about 17 apparently, and according to people that go into the databases and they look at the code and stuff, there's apparently two hidden new faces in the game that need to be brought out through a future squad update. It wasn't in any of the latest squad updates, so it's still hidden in the game, but apparently they're new faces. Now, I've got the names of these two players, and I got this from a Twitter page called Blade Johnson, so make sure you go and follow him for FIFA news. But the two players are Miguel Fraga from Correcaminos, which is a Mexican club apparently, and also another player here, Pablo Jacquez from Pumas, and apparently he's on loan at Dorados de Sinaloa. So those were the two player faces that are apparently new to the game, added in the files, but are hidden because the players have not been introduced in any of the squad updates at the moment. So we're going to take a look at this article from Polygon. FIFA 20 Esports qualifiers decided by rock, paper, scissors when players can't connect. So last week, the servers were pretty bad. If you remember, there was issues with Virgin Media customers. I think other people struggled to connect online as well, and that was happening during the Foot Champions Cup as well. So the qualifying rounds were happening last weekend, and one of them had to be determined by rock, paper, scissors when its competitors could not connect to each other. The FIFA Series subreddit this morning posted reports of match problems in the esports tournament's qualifying round, one of which were resolved by rock, paper, scissors. Another player defaulted an elimination match, apparently when they were unable to connect while their opponent could. Sean Galea, a FIFA pro who is currently second place in the Malta E-Premier League, says he lost via rock, paper, scissors when he and the opponent, Hassan, could not find or invite each other to play in their licensed qualifier. So Sean goes, I can't believe it. We literally had to play a rock, paper, scissors because we couldn't find each other to invite in an EA licensed qualifier. And then we have a tweet from Hassan which said, I stand 3-1 because I was able to successfully prevail in the rock, paper, scissors. Another player here, Levy, said he defaulted to Taz because he couldn't connect for more than 3 hours. So he lost that game. So basically like a forfeit, I guess. And EA Sports FIFA did put out a statement regarding the rock, paper, scissors situation. They said, during the Foot Champions Cup qualifying tournament, two competitors decided to proactively play rock, paper, scissors to determine the match winner after they were unable to connect for their match. For context, the double failure to connect and compete in a qualifying tournament match results in a loss for both participants. This is to prevent connection issues from being exploited as a competitive advantage. It's important to note rock, paper, scissors did not eliminate either player from the competition, as both competed in subsequent matches but did not advance in the tournament. So EA claims that, you know, rock, paper, scissors doesn't mean a thing here because the players got eliminated later on in different matches. But the point is, you know, these people are playing for money. They don't need to stress about connectivity, connecting to the servers and having unreliable servers. Like, there was big issues last week with the servers, and, you know, it wasn't just the pros getting affected. There was a lot of people, I think Virgin Media customers and all that. And it's about time we get these proper servers in the game, because it's been like this for many, many years. And a game like this, the revenues that it makes as well, should be A+ when it comes to servers. So let's talk about some Ultimate Team updates. Now, first up is a gift for you. So I got this thing the other day. It says, thank you for your continued engagement in FIFA 20 Ultimate Team so far. Please enjoy a rare mega pack. And I was thinking maybe I'm going to get a mad player. And who did I get? 84 rated Depay. Now, maybe you've got something as well. It depends on how many times you've engaged with Ultimate Team. So just check it and see if they gave you anything. But the big promo this week was Foot Player Days. We've got themed objectives, CONMEBOL kickoff team, and squad building challenges. Now, this is basically an overview here. It says, Foot 20's player days are here. Libertadores kickoff team, buy one, get one free, and coin discount packs. Engagement pack reward, prime icons in draft mode, weekend league, player pick bonus, and new icon swaps 3. They also added in a new icon here for Riquelme. Prime and icon moments Riquelme will be available in packs from 6 p.m. UK, which was a few days ago. He's probably still in packs now, but he joins the icon squad. And the Libertadores team is in packs as well. Apparently, these guys are upgraded a little bit. It says here that select players from the tournament have received special permanently upgraded player items in the CONMEBOL Libertadores kickoff team. And apparently, these guys are going to be in packs if you really want them. All right, so we're up to the last story for today. And it's one of the biggest ones. Pez beats FIFA on Twitch. Ladies and gentlemen, how does this happen? Pez with 18.6k and FIFA 20 with 18.3k. If you watched the Monday Night Wars between WCW and WWE, you'll know what I'm talking about. This is what it reminds me of, when the viewership started to shift and it's going to be an outright war until September. So how does this even happen? Well, it all started with Kurt getting banned with EA once again. Now, if you remember last week, we spoke about Kurt getting banned for the first time, but then Kurt made a new account, a new EA account, which they told him to do in one of the termination letters. So he did that. He went back on Twitch, started playing FIFA again, and then all of a sudden the stream got shut down because EA claimed copyright infringement on the stream. It looks like EA has banned him permanently from trying to even touch an EA Sports game, or even EA game in general. So Kurt has no choice but to move over to PES. And obviously his thing that happened brought in a lot of attention as well. So a lot of people stood behind him, and he ended up doing PES streams that hit like 17,000 viewers, and it's never been seen before in the PES community. And then other streamers as well jumped in, like a Run the Foot Market. I think Tex did something as well. And so PES's numbers just went so high, and they finally beat FIFA on one of the days. And I guess Castro probably wasn't streaming at that time, but they did overtake them at one stage. And they're still doing pretty good at the moment. Now, it'll be interesting to see if this is a short-term thing or a long-term thing. I think many of the FIFA streamers that can still play FIFA will go back to FIFA 21 when the time comes. But for now, you know, people want to do something new, and PES looks like that alternative. And PES is definitely not the perfect game, especially when it comes to online as well. My club is a little bit behind Ultimate Team in terms of content, in terms of the way it works. But regardless, this movement has caused people probably to try out PES, so it brings a little bit of competition, and it's also bringing those PES Twitch numbers all the way up. But anyway, that's all for this week's podcast. Thank you for tuning in. If you can leave me a review on iTunes or something, that would be helpful as well. It can boost it up the rankings. And also, if you want to support the content, there is a Patreon, patreon.com/vapexkarma. Any dollar amount does help me with the content that I make. So if you want to do that, you can do that. But anyway, I will see you next week. Thanks for being part of the podcast family.